Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Deb Pierce.
I'm Amy Matheny.
Just no living without you. Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery. 'Cause if you go,
listening to the Windy City Queer Cast, show number 632. Happy Pride. Hope you all survived and enjoyed and thrived. And full disclosure, I am not in Chicago right now. And so I had to pre-record this. And so we are not going to address the Supreme Court decision pending or announced until next week's show. This is a continuation of our farewell to the Queer Cast after almost 10 years, 9 years in, 17 years for me with LGBT radio and podcasting back since my days at Lesbi Gay Radio and then Windy City Radio. For a while, I spent some time with a show called Life Outside, which was a nationally syndicated talk show. Simultaneously while doing Windy City Radio, and now the Windy City Queer Cast, which has been alive and kicking since 2006. We are down to our last two shows, and last week you got to hear from some listeners who had called in and left messages, as well as our editor-in-chief of Windy City Times, our very favorite by the LGB, the B in the LGB, BLT, Sin, called in, and Ms. Cleo was on the show. Today on the show, more co-hosts coming back on the show, talking with me, going down memory lane, laughing, getting emotional. Deb Pierce, the Canadian, which means lesbian, according to Mitchell Fain, the Canadian lesbian from Toronto, Deb Pierce on the show, as well as we'll hear from Richard Knight Jr., our movie queen, and Kelly Simpkins, a former girlfriend of mine. So it's all very personal here on the Queer Cast, but also one of our loyal co-hosts for many years, and also someone that we've interviewed and watched her career over the years here in Chicago as an actress and a writer and theater collaborator and creator. It's a big show. Also, Kirk Williamson on with us today, but in a unique way. Normally, he's with us every week with the news, but this week we get to go one-on-one with Kirk Williamson, and that's really special for me. So sit back. It's our other farewell show right before the big Supreme Court show, which will be next week. So enjoy this walk down memory lane again today on the Queer Cast.
Hi, this is Jason from Chicago, and I'm really going to miss the Windy City Queer Cast. I used to write a column for the Red Eye Boy in Boys Town, and one of my earlier columns I referred to the Windy City Queer Cast as gay NPR, and I stand by that. It's informative, it's fun, it's entertaining, and over the years I've not only learned a lot, but I've loved a lot, and I've laughed a lot. We're really going to miss you. Take care.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe.
Well, everybody, she came to us in 2008. That's right. I am talking about the lesbian Amy Matheny from Canada. The woman of amazingness. Actually, she far surpasses me. So you all have kind of gotten sloppy seconds all these years on the Queercast. But Deb Pierce came to me like a beacon of light. I was Peter Maverick and I, who started the Queercast, flew to Toronto to get to know everything queer about Toronto. And at the nexus, at the epicenter of all that queerness, was Deb Pierce. At that time, the host of Proud FM, a daily gay radio show in Toronto, right in the heart of their boys' town, so to speak, where Queer as Folk was filmed. And we met Deb, and I kind of recruited her. And before you knew it, she was down here co-hosting Windy City Gay Idol with us in 2008. We were both meeting the then unknown and soon to become worldwide phenomenon Lady Gaga, who sang at that event. Many of you remember. Many of you were there. And then she became a regular co-host on the show and our kind of northern correspondent to our northern LGBT brothers and sisters in the Americas. So, Deb Pierce, it's so good to have you on to help us kind of sign off in these last few weeks.
I love the introduction. These are all the notes that I had in front of me of things to remember, of course, with Lady Gaga, which I hope we return to just quickly because I've got a few side notes on that.
Yeah.
As if you're not doing this anymore, P.S., it's been my awesome connection to still being incredibly queer in life because I'm now a boring mom. When I'm not a boring mom, I'll never be a boring mom. But I love the fact that I've been on this show for so long, and you and I have become, of course, friends off the air.
Yeah.
For me, it was love at first sight. I admire you. I love you. I think you're delicious. I can't believe you're not going to do it anymore. You have left a legacy of queer interviews in your wake. Amazing. Anyone who's anyone in the theater, on screen, movement, politics, music, anyone who's anyone, you have had on this show, and I am in, it's an honor to even be affiliated with it because you have done such tireless work. Like, people don't know, it sounds seamless because you're a natural and you're a pro, but the work that it takes to book these and to edit them, and thanks to Di for doing all the editing, obviously.
Oh, she's a rock star.
So good, we love you.
But it really,
you know, when you're as good as you and you're just as conversational, but you're so smart, it comes off as seeming like a conversation, which it should. But the work that goes into it should not be, and you're not going to toot your horn. So beep, beep, I'm tooting your horn.
Well, I appreciate it. And I got to say, you know, it's kind of like you volley with a good partner when you have a good partner. And I have been blessed with some good friends who, when I say, I kind of got no money and come and talk with me for an hour here and there, we're so game. And you are one of those great people across the net with me just to talk and spar and tease and flirt and teach and all the things that we've been able to do over the years on the Queercast. And I really appreciate it. Plus, I appreciate, you know, we have gotten to learn how, in some instances, you know, Canada has been a little down the road from us on some political issues and ahead of us where we are coming to and culminating here in this month, hopefully with the Supreme Court. And so, you know, we've had the opportunity to, you know, kind of have a vision through you. And I really appreciate that. And then personally, just watching so much of your life unfold and you've been so transparent about that, Deb, more than, well, I was going to say more than anyone, but then I remember Mitchell's United Colors of Benetton sex tour that he does every year. So I guess Mitchell is fairly transparent with us too, but you've just been so great to share your life with us. And that is the greatest gift anyone can give. Just talking to us through, you know, being in a relationship and trying to maintain a long-term relationship and getting married, you know, legally in Canada to your wife, Leanne, and then going through the process of losing your dad and you know, you getting pregnant. It's like, I don't know. It makes me like emotional. Just like,
I'm just kidding. Why you gotta play
like
the dad
life
card?
You know,
damn
it's
it.
Like, it's a life, you know, and we've shared your life as much as we've shared anybody's life on this show. So anyhow, you have this magnificent son, Jack, now, and you're never going to be a boring mom, but you've just talked us through a lot of conversations that it's been nice to have the consistency. I could have talked to somebody else being pregnant. I could have talked to somebody else going through loss of a parent or getting married. And oftentimes those things got mentioned, but they all got mentioned with you. And that was such a great journey because that's different than my journey. And, you know, that's what I have been about, is like telling our stories has been the most important thing to me over these past 18 years of me, you know, doing this work, since 2006, just on the Queercast, but, you know, years before, even on Windy City Radio and Les by Gay Radio, even in the late 90s. So it's been a privilege to watch.
So I've got to ask you, Amy Matheny.
Yes.
With all of this.
Yes.
How are you feeling, and what are you going to do why are you leaving us? My fear of abandonment's kicking in.
I'm leaving the Queercast as we know it. So what it means for today is that this weekly show of being a weekly podcast that you know launches out at the beginning of each week out into the ooh-ooh sphere so that you folks can listen to it, capture it and listen to it either on our website or on iTunes. And those shows will remain to stay up. You know, they'll remain up. And there's so many good shows that are timeless. You know, just to sit down and have a conversation with Lily Tomlin is kind of cool when you're watching her show now on Netflix or something. So, first of all, I'm not going away. I hope to shift how I'm an advocate and a part of the LGBT community. I will still be working with Windy City Times, and we are celebrating our 30th anniversary this year.
Woohoo!
Big deal. So for those of you listening, we have an Indiegogo campaign. We're asking people to give $30 for 30 years. That's all we're asking for, to make a gift to help us support our writers and our contributors with a writer's fund that we started last year. All of our efforts this year are raising money for that fund. As media in general, and definitely gay media, is kind of a dying form, and we are healthy, but we just want to stay that way.
I will give you my Visa number when we're off the air.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's really easy. Just go to the Indiegogo.com, and you can click on that. And there's also, for those of you in Chicago, or you don't have to be in Chicago, we just gave away tickets on Orbitz anywhere Delta flies. There are perks. So if you give us more, if you want to make a donation of 100 or 250, you know, or 500 or whatever, there's some fun things you can pick, or you can just give what you want to give. Give the $30. That's enough. People give $30. We'll hit our goal of $30,000, which is our goal.
Interesting point. $30 American is 30,000 Canadian. So that's how bad. That's
exactly
how bad the exchange rate is right
exactly
now.
Exactly. Well, and it's just, that's something that I'm helping focus on for the next few months.
Good,
you know,
for
I'll still
you.
Be doing my theater series, which I take, a group of about, 80 queer people, and we go to 8 theater shows a year around the city, and we have so much fun doing that. So I hope to look at other ways that I want to work within the LGBT community this year.
Good for you, Amy.
There's no
moss growing under your feet. There never will be.
No.
So it's good to know. So is it with a heavy heart, or do you feel like the chapter's done? How
no,
do you feel?
I feel really, I feel a little Oprah-esque and David Letterman-esque, but I feel a little like it became clear to me that it was probably time, fourth quarter of last year. I was thinking, well, maybe I should just sign off at the end of the year. And then things started happening with gay marriage in the United States but just really amped up when the Supreme Court said they were going to hear oral arguments and make a decision in June. And when that happened, I said, you know, this is a story that I can remember as one of my earliest stories.
Mm-hmm, of course.
With Hawaii. And I was on the air when Massachusetts, was on the air when Hawaii, did not pass marriage. I was on the air with civil unions. I was on the air with marriage in Massachusetts. It just feels like a full circle moment. It's not been my champion cause, not been my largest cause in the community, but it just feels like a story that comes to a stopping place, a chapter. It feels like one of the Harry Potter books just ended, so to speak. So it felt like time. So I feel good about it. You know, I feel really easy about it and, you know, talk to me in 3 months. But hopefully I will find other ways to have conversations with fascinating people because I feel like that's what I've been put on this earth to do. So,
well, you do it well. You, your ears are wide open and you hear what is, the direction that you're supposed to be in. And that little nagging thing that makes the hairs of, you know, on the back of your neck go up and you think, I wonder if I should do this. You don't hesitate and you just go with that and you know that it's right and it has been right. And, I'll never forget our time together. I'll never forget partying and meeting Lady Gaga. P.S. her backup dancers at the time were wearing black Crocs. Okay, I said it. I had to say it.
They were. Actually, I think they were white Crocs with black unitards. But they were Croc sandals. They were.
They really, really were.
And she had white packing tape holding her cane together that lit up.
I know. Her disco stick was made out of tape and cane and, I don't know, LED lights.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And crushed, like, Lucite plastic or something. Yeah, I mean, it's a... It's a totally, you know, she's done well for herself. I think we've set her, I think we teed her up really nicely, as my dad would say.
I think we did. And I'm still waiting for the thank you phone call. Yeah. I would be nothing without Amy and Deb, I believe, is going to be the cover of her, the name of her new
album. Oh my gosh, it's totally true. But yes, and we will get you back down here as well. You know, we're having our big 30th anniversary party here in Chicago. That might be a perfect time for you to make a little trip to Chicago.
I'm in.
Having our 30th anniversary party, and that is going to be on Sunday, September 27th at our favorite place, Sidetrack. And everybody can come. I think it's just $30 to get in, ironic enough. Music, food, dancing, performances, special prizes. Just come, all of our, you know, clients and advertisers. And I mean, over the years, I'm surprised by how many people just in the past few weeks have said, oh my gosh, when 15 years ago, I wrote this for the paper, 15 years ago, I was a driver. And like, this guy's an attorney now. And he's like, I was a driver for the, you know, I delivered magazines, you know, when I first moved here or what. I mean, 30 years, that's a lot of people who have come through the door. It takes a huge village to put up a newspaper. So,
and to have that, that longevity is, that's not easy for a paper.
No.
And obviously they've morphed with the times that there's an equivalent podcast that's pretty friggin' current, obviously.
Yeah.
So they're not afraid of change, but they know what works as well, which is great. That's really great.
Yeah, it's totally, totally true. I mean, Tracy Baim has been a visionary, and she was on our show just a few weeks ago talking about the 30th anniversary. So we are on for the next 30 because there are more and more stories to tell. And I guess part of the reason I'll step aside is to let some of those other people tell those stories. Stories from the trans community, stories of homelessness and displacement, especially stories of our young people now. There are new stories that are maybe, you know, not as glitzy and glamorous as gay marriage, and we need new people to get behind those stories and make sure they're being heard and being told. So I'm really excited about, you know, helping support those efforts. And so it's good. The story will continue. It goes on. Deb Pierce, I love you so much. You are a friend and a pro at what you do and an awesome example of how to live your life out and proud and make a difference. And you have made a huge difference to the Windy City Queercast. I cannot even tell you. So
thank you, my love.
Thank you.
It's
for
been
coming
a pleasure.
On. And I'll let you say some final words to all the listeners. So, how,
well,
you know, tell them any final thoughts you have for them.
I gotta say, if it is safe for you to do so, live out and proud. You are not alone. It's really important to be who you are, to live your truth. And if you do not give people the ability to disempower you, if you do not give people the ability to care if you are queer or not, then there is no power in that. So be who you are born to be. It is essential, it is important, and when you're in your 80s and 90s, you will look back with more pride and wish you did it sooner if you don't do it now.
Yeah, that's amazing. Live your life is what I hear you saying. Live it loud and live it out and proud. Deb Pierce, we love you. Thank you for being our Canadian. And by Canadian, as Mitchell Fain says, I mean lesbian.
Lesbian.
And we love, love, love you.
I love you guys back. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your interest in Canada's contribution to the world, and we're not just beaver tail eating, yeah, I said it, hockey playing, igloo living people. We are pioneers to the cause as well, and it's been an honor to represent an entire country from the small town of Toronto. So thank you very much. I wish you continued success, and thank you again. It's been a great ride, Matheny. You're a classy broad.
Hey, this is Jennifer Hudson, and you listen to the Windy City Clearcast.
Well, everybody, generally at this time in the show, we do the news of the week with Kirk Williamson, but I'm going to figure that you'll pick up your own copy of Windy City Times this week, and you're starting to find other avenues to get your weekly news source. But I wanted to invite our news guy on, who has been doing these shows with me now for 8 or 9 years as our news correspondent, Kirk Williamson. Hey, Kirk, how are you?
I am super good, Amy.
Happy
oh, my
Pride.
God. Like, happy Pride. It's all happening, isn't it?
It's all happening. I'm laughing
once
because
again,
on our last show, people probably heard that, like, you forgot how to say the outro, the thing that we say at the end after the news. You were like, what do I say? What the fuck do I say? I've been saying this for 8 years. And
It's really, you know, every week for the last 8 or 9 years, it's just, you know, this rote thing that happened. And here it is the last time I'm saying it. And I completely forgot what it was. And
well,
it's not like it was that complicated a line. It's just it's like when I forgot how to tie my shoes a few weeks ago. Just sometimes, you know,
yeah,
brain farts happen.
Well, this is the funny thing. It's that I too, and listeners know if they listened to my show 2 weeks ago with Alexandra Billings, that Alex and I, we record really late at night, right? Because she's in LA. And we went to start recording and we were laughing and it was funny and we were having all these quips. And I looked down and I went, Alex, fuck, I forgot to hit record. And she was like, what? And I was like, do you know, I don't think I've ever done that. And it's like my biggest fear, but I'm obviously getting really relaxed now. We're winding down.
Right.
And we laughed. And so we obviously told our listeners that, you know, that I forgot to hit record. And so we tried to rewind and tell them how funny we were. And, you know, it wasn't as funny.
I guess you had to be there, right?
You had to be there. And only Alex and I were at 12 o'clock at night. But hey, I thank you for doing this. You know, I came to you. Gosh, we were in offices back then. And I came to you
mm-hmm.
a long time ago. And I remember saying, hey, Kirk, I really need somebody to do the news with me. And I thought about you. And what would you think?
Mm.
And I was so excited when you said yes. It just, it was really, really cool. And
I always, you know, sort of wanted to turn on my newsman voice, and you gave me that opportunity. And for that, I'm eternally grateful.
Well, you have a great newsman's voice.
I don't normally talk like that.
Well, and what people may not know is that, you know, I get like 8 pages of news. I mean, Andrew Davis, he is an extraordinary newsman, and he would give me 8 pages of national, local news, which we put in the first segment, and then tons of world news, and then he would give me lots of entertainment news, and, you know, and I would edit the news down and then send it to you, and then we would record that in Culture Club every week, and I have to say, it's kind of like the postman. Like, we figured out a way, even if Kirk was you know, in another country, or I was gone, to finagle it to where we had a new segment in every show. And
there was always a different way. I remember initially, like, sneaking back into the back office with like some mid-aughts recording device, just passing it back and forth between us. And you know, for a while we were Skyping, and you know, all kinds of microphones involved. But you know, this phone thing seems to work quite well, and it's nice and convenient. You know?
Yeah, we both take a little pause in our day. We check in, we see how life's going in the world, and if there's any construction going on in our streets and things like that,
right.
And then we record. But you know, I have
dogs
to say,
and cats have to be put away sometimes.
Dog and cats. Yeah. He's a cat person. See, it's not lesbians and cats and gay men and dogs, because Kirk has the cats. We defy stereotypes. I have the dog.
I think that is a stereotype, Amy.
Right.
I don't know where you're going with that.
Yeah. I don't know.
You're
I just
the
always
lesbian with the dog. I'm the gay man with the cat. Like,
I know. I love that. we kind of defy the stereotype, but you'd be times where your cat was like on the keyboard or in your head, you know, or
I actually just let her out of the bedroom because she was scratching at the door. She was scared of the storms earlier.
There you go.
So, but it was seamless. You know, the listener never picked up on that.
Always seamless. And I am going to have to thank Di because she definitely edited the shit out of most of what we did, from cough and phlegm and colds and mouths not working and things like that. I'm sure the news was always the hardest thing for her to edit.
And by the way, all these shits and fucks are very fun to say because, you know, one doesn't get to say that when reading the news each week.
That's
and
true.
I've forgotten. I remember when you used to do the radio show. What
right.
was that called?
Windy City Radio.
Once again, I forget something extremely simple. And I remember doing a call-in on the, you know, the last show. What was it, like 10:30 at night on something or other? And just itching, to swear, but I knew it was, you know, terrestrial radio, and we couldn't do that. Then finally I get on the podcast, and, you know, here I am reading these very deep news stories, and no shits and fucks anywhere. So 9 years of them coming out right now. Enjoy.
Exactly. And, you know, and Kirk, if those of you listening from around the world or the U.S., you know, Kirk is our editor-in-chief of Night Spots magazine, which has just transitioned. It's also transitioning, just like Caitlyn Jenner, has transitioned into a section in Windy City Times, our 30-year flagship paper here in Chicago, which is super exciting. But what it means is that Kirk is covering all of the nightlife, all of the bars and clubs and comedy and restaurants and festivals and all that kind of stuff that kind of happens, that, you know, the underground culture, all of it, of the diverse LGBT community. So definitely he was a trooper some days where I was like, I need to record this morning because I'm going out of town, or Di's going out of town, or we,
right,
you know, blah, blah, blah. And Kirk would be like, okay, I was up till 3 taking pictures, but okay.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah,
you know.
If you could hear the hangover in my voice, you know.
Never, you're a pro. I do have to say, too, the other thing people don't know is that I could control which news stories you did and which ones I did. And two things, if it was a Russian news story, Kirk was always going to do it because he speaks Russian. And because, and since he can speak Russian, he also just is really good at pronouncing pretty much anything. And he's a word nut. So I'd really love to challenge him.
I do love the challenge of, you know, random pronunciation. You know, I always try to skim very quickly beforehand just to make sure, because every once in a while you threw one at me that I had no knowledge base for. But, yeah, especially the Russian ones. And then I do that, you know, typical newscaster thing where all of a sudden I turn on the Russian accent, and then, you know, it sounds like it's very fluent, like I just came over from Moscow. And then I just go on, la, 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 la. But, yeah, that was it was always a little game.
I'm telling you, it's a massive skill set, because I've been reading the news for 17 years, or reading press releases and things that people send me. And I mean, you guys listen to me. You know that, like, I'm a Tennessee girl with lots of twang on certain shows, and I don't pronounce everything perfectly, and my grammar sucks. I have a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old that now on a weekly basis tell me I don't use the words well and good correctly and all those kind of things. But I mean, it's a skill set, Kirk Williamson, that you can just phonetically do some of these names, because reading the news is hard. It is very, very hard, and you are very good at it. So
it's something I am randomly good at, you know. And am I good at interpersonal communication? Not so much, you know. Do I remember how to tie my shoes on a regular basis? Not really. My house is a fucking mess, but I can read the news.
You really, really can.
You know,
and
you have to latch on to your skills.
Exactly. It's something to put on the resume. And it's a, you know, it's one of those things. If we were ever on the Newlywed Game, I would know about you. And also, another thing I would know about you is we never recorded during Jeopardy. So I can tell you with probably absolute certainty that none of the podcast news reports were ever recorded during the period of Alex Trebek and Jeopardy with total safety.
3:30 to 4:00 Yes, yes.
And I hope one day you are on Jeopardy so I can like tout on every social media that you're on Jeopardy because I want you to be on Jeopardy.
That is the dream, let me tell you. And, you know, the enunciation skills I've built up over the years, I'm sure will come into play.
Yeah.
Although, you know, it's, like I said, it's a dream, and I keep trying out online. And last time I did, like, almost well enough. I got, like, one more question wrong than I should have to be considered for tryouts, but... one day you'll see me, and I'll give you a shout out.
Oh my God, I so want you to.
I'll
be
work
on Jeopardy.
You into some clever story somehow.
After 17 years of radio, I don't really have any dreams anymore, so I'm adopting your dreams. I want you. My dream is for you to be on Jeopardy.
All right, but I'm not splitting the money.
Don't. You take it and you run, because I didn't pay you enough for this sorry job. So that would be what you would be owed and do.
Labor of love, you know.
Labor of love. Well, I appreciate you greatly, and I know that the QueerCast listeners, and I often hear from time, you know, one of the more frequent comments I get was just how amazing it is to have so much news and to be able to listen to our show and be really caught up, and I've heard that just time and time and time again, and I have Andrew Davis and the whole team at Windy City Times to thank for giving us a bountiful amount of news, and you to thank for being the one to help bring the news to all of our listeners every week. So thank you, my friend. And we're going to have to find another reason to talk once a week because, you know, I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss it.
Just call up to chat about anything, you know, if that's, you know, LGBT rights groups in Peru or just what the dog or cat are doing, you know, either way.
Yes.
We'll find something fun to talk about.
We will, including the enormous housefly that seems to have landed in my home that, you know, my dog and I are both going to, we're treasure hunting today for that damn fly. Thank you so much, Kirk. I love you and I appreciate
Thank
you being
Amy.
A part of this QueerCast
oh my God.
Family.
So much fun. And, I guess this is it. I'm going to launch right back into working on the pride issues of Night Spots and Windy City Times. It's, you know, it's a huge undertaking for both. I don't plan on sleeping between now and next Tuesday. And, you know, if you're a jackhammer next Tuesday night, I'll be doing karaoke until I pass out.
Of course. Doing
and
Prince.
Even after I pass out, I'm sure they'll prop me up on stage and give me a mic, you know.
Absolutely. And everybody, you know, all these issues for Pride and post Pride, and, you know, Kirk is in charge. If you download or pick up Windy City Times or the last issues of Night Spots, you know, Kirk is really the mastermind behind it all. And everybody be looking July 8th for the new Night Spots section in Windy City Times. We're going to be very excited about that transition and that launch and having all of our flagship papers together. In an amazing resource. So thank you, Kirk.
And only one deadline a week instead of two. I couldn't be happier.
Couldn't be happier. We're simplifying. We're getting older. That's what's happening. But it's all good.
We sure are.
All right.
All right, Amy.
Thanks,
thank you so
Kirk.
Much. Glad to have been a part of it. And we'll chat soon.
Hey, Chicago. It's Adina Menzel. And you're listening to the Windy City QueerCast.
Hi, this is Tracy Bain, publisher of Windy City Times newspaper, sister organization to the Windy City QueerCast. I just wanted to thank everybody for being amazing listeners over the years. And also welcome you to come to our anniversary party September 27th at Sidetrack. Thank you.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of June 29th, 2015... You are in Chicago's Culture Club. Lifeline Theater concludes its 32nd season of Big Stories Up Close, with Soon I Will Be Invincible, a world premiere musical based on the 2007 superhero novel by Austin Grossman. Playing now through July 19th, more at lifelinetheater.com. Don't miss the exciting musical premiere, Soon I Will Be Invincible.
Experience the Pulitzer Prize-winning play Doubt, a riveting story of suspicion, ambiguity, and religion staged by Writers Theater in the Glencoe Union Church. Explosive and riveting, says the Sun-Times, and the Tribune says Karen Janis Wodich gives one of the best performances of the year. For tickets, visit writerstheater.org. Don't miss Doubt at Writers Theater, just minutes from downtown Chicago on the Edens or Metra.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Dear Amy Matheny, it's your movie guy, Richard Knight Jr. Oh, I'm so sad that the Windy City Clearcast is going away, but so happy that we've had so many years to talk about movies, 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 movies. Always had so much fun with you. Thank you so much for your support of movies and queer movies. My favorite thing over the years. Really appreciate it. How many different memories do I have? I'm thinking about all the different places that we have recorded in radio stations, on your porch, in your living room, over the phone, you know, at midnight, because that fits my schedule. And, of course, I think one of the stand-up memories I would have is discussing Helen Mirren, who you dubbed the Mirren. Rightfully so. And ever after, I always refer to her as the Mirren, because let's face it, that is the correct way to refer to Helen Mirren. Not Dame Helen Mirren, but the Mirren. So thank you for that, for your friendship, and good luck and best of everything in your new ventures, which I'm sure I'll be a part of if there's movies involved. So see you at the movies, my darling. Much love as you sail away.
For many years of the Windy City Queercast, I was in a relationship with the lovely Kelly Simpkins, who was a transplant from Brooklyn, New York, Park Slope, New York.
Brooklyn!
Who came here to be an actress on the Steppenwolf stage and then met me. And, you know, I did a number on her. I had an agenda and I needed a toaster oven. And even though she was way, way, way queer, I had many toaster ovens. I had many, many toaster ovens. But no, folks, she was definitely out and proud and quite the activist. But I converted her to a Chicagoan in some ways, and that definitely changed my life, changed her life. And even though we're not together anymore, and Kelly hasn't appeared on, I don't know if you've been on the Queercast, maybe once. You were
No, I was on for Teddy Ferrara and then for the presentation in January.
There you go. That's right. I was going to say,
recently,
I knew you'd been on
year.
Once. Yeah. But, yeah, so Kelly has been a guest, kind of, a familiar guest the past couple of times since we've not been in a relationship as a couple, but we have still maintained our friendship. And so, you know, Kelly is always into something that has had great relevance for the LGBT community before I met her. With the Laramie Project, is one of the creators and actors of the Laramie Project, and in that film, an Emmy nominee for that, but also just her work that she's done here with, most recently was on the show talking about the Loneliness Project and the seniors in Chicago and also youth of right. tomorrow. And, you know, it's interesting because one of the things that I think, you know, somebody asked me, like, why am I ending the podcast or whatever? You know, that question is going to come up a lot for you guys, and you'll hear a lot of people, and I'm kind of jumping you to the gun because you and I haven't really talked about it much. I called and said, hey, you know, this thing's going to wrap. But I've kind of said that, you know, the marriage story of the Supreme Court feels like a very full circle moment for me. But I do think that there are new conversations now to be had, and I am excited about who the next people will be that will pick up a microphone. And I do think you're right now dealing with a lot of those conversations of youth and the trans community and the homeless, you know, homeless issue for us as LGBT people and healthcare. You know, it's not all HIV AIDS, even though that's still a huge story. But other healthcare issues. So I don't know. I just wanted to have you on and give you an opportunity to say, you know, speak to the people.
Speak to the people.
Because we had some fun times. We had
some great times.
I mean, we weren't as expose about our relationship, but I definitely think
we had a lot of laughs. I remember a lot of award shows.
Yes.
That's what I remember.
Now Scott Duff's done those for you. He just did the award show for the Tonys.
I'm sure he's fabulous.
So he's great.
You need a gay man to do an award show.
Yes.
Because they appreciate a gown in ways that I will never appreciate a gown.
I appreciate a gown, though.
I love a tux.
You like a tux.
I love a nice cummerbund.
Yeah. You got the cummerbund thing going on. I mean, I think the other thing that was great with you, which I haven't been able to do with anybody else really since 2006 when we started this thing, and I did it a little bit before on Windy City Radio with Peter Maverick, who helped us launch the Queercast and also was my co-host on FM. But you and I got to travel and also have conversations. You know, it wasn't just me talking about, you know, where we went, but you and I both got to
Vancouver. I remember
you
that
loved,
was
and Nilla fantastic. Was upset she didn't get to go.
She didn't get to go.
But yeah, Vancouver was amazing trip.
It was amazing, and it's you know, it. I remember first going down to the radio station with you and being so impressed that you were doing this live show, and the podcast just seemed. I mean, you've had so many different guests on. You've covered so many different topics in the LGBTQ community, and you know, there's a great hope for a continuation of another podcast, several podcasts. I'm sure there are already some.
Yeah.
There's hundreds.
But we were so new when we were doing it at first. You know,
you kind of broke the mold, and it's a great thing. You're moving on to different things in your life, but it's. It's an irreplaceable voice here in Chicago, and you've been such a huge part of this community. And, you know, as I remember first meeting you, you handed me a card that said professional lesbian. And you really are. You've been such an active, amazing presence in this community in Chicago and have covered so many different things locally, at the state level and at the national level that I'm just so proud of you.
Aw, thanks,
and it's going to be a really big kind of hook to hang a hat on.
Aw, well, thank you.
So it's been a pleasure to be on here with you and to talk about all these things, some fun and some... you know, much more deeply profound about what's going on in our community.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, I've just been so blessed to have this diverse array of people who I know since Peter left, I've been the main host, of course, but and many shows have been done just with me and my guest. But, you know, I have to say most of my favorite shows are just when you and I would have a conversation or come back and be able to share talking about being in Vancouver, being in New Mexico or... you know, or going to New York for the Laramie Project 10 years later. I did that interview, and remember we talked about that with Lee, you know, and just, you know, the work on the kid thing, having Sarah Gubbins on, which you know, were the star of that show and were nominated for Jeff. And, you know, just like, just talking to the different co-hosts. And also I was, have said, you know, to some of the other co-hosts, just to see what has happened in their lives over the past, since 2006, since almost a decade of work, you know, how many successes, how many life changes, losses, you know, career changes, you know, is telling Deb Pierce, like, you know, how amazing that we got to go through, you know, a marriage to getting pregnant to having a child. And we could have had those conversations with anybody. We could have talked to anybody about Vancouver.
Yeah.
We could talk to anybody about the Laramie Project. But somebody we know and we're familiar with telling us about it, that we've come to know, has been the greatest gift, to have that consistency throughout the years.
Absolutely.
That so many of you and from you and Coleman Domingo, who you connected me with, and his career has skyrocketed,
really,
and Alexander
has.
Billings,
yeah,
you know, has a great career and has been on many times. And, you know, Mitchell living in the house has been very easy and to access, but also I think, you know, just we are very different people. So having him on the show, and that's been super, super fun. And Stephen Rader, who was on our show in the first 5 or 6 years a lot. So
You've had a plethora of personalities.
Personalities and very different people, you know.
Different opinions.
Miss Cleo from Florida being a correspondent.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Miss Cleo's on a ton, and she still comes on with us every year, you know, and usually does prediction shows or whatever, at least a couple of times a year. So, you know, it's just, you know, all of these different voices from as far as Florida to, you know, Canada to California with Alex to us here in Chicago, who have very differing perspectives, the L, the B, the G, the T, the all of it.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. Anything you want to say to the listeners before you got a few minutes?
I just want to.
You can take a call to arms right now. You got some plank and a passion about many things.
I do have plank and a passion. That makes me sound like I'm a pirate.
No.
No, the thing that's coming up right now is just, I'm so proud of you and the work that you've done, and, kind of the anchor that you've been in this community. And, you know, I just got done last summer doing all of these interviews with LGBTQ elders and youth, and Tracy was somebody that I interviewed, and,
Tracy Baim,
and, you know, I interviewed William Kelly, who just passed away last week, and got to have that experience. And so this project is going to continue on, and, you know, I have a huge passion for the trans community and perhaps creating a show about the trans community. But just talking to, you know, me interviewing those people.
Right.
Like, if a play never occurred from that material, it would have been life. It was life-changing for me. Like,
yeah,
no words on any page, just sitting with these people who have been monumental activists, mm-hmm, in this community, and newbie activists, and new, just, you know, the youth and elders, the whole spectrum. And you have gotten, you know, so many years of just having these conversations, which is so beautiful and so inspiring, and has kept, you know, certainly our community up to date and people nationally up to date with what's going on in the LGBTQ community. And I think we're still, you know, as we progress, you know, and people talk about this word assimilation, which I know we talked about when, mm-hmm, when I was going to do the presentation in January. And I think it's a hard word in some ways, because I don't know how I feel about that word. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of mixed feelings about it. But as we progress in terms of recognition and acceptance, I think there's so many different parts of our community, so many minority aspects of our community that aren't there with us. I mean, as we're thinking about the marriage, you know, the national marriage decision coming down in June, and there's so many people that are being left behind. So there's so many queer stories that have yet to be told, and so many queer mantles that are yet to be taken up.
Well, and I hope that, not that I needed to create space. I mean, I could keep doing this, but I feel like the time is okay. I feel like people are starting to pick up that mantle piece, and I do think when this marriage chapter ends, it has not been my most important issue of the day, but it is the issue of the day, and it is a story that I can chronicle from literally my earliest days at Lesbi Gay to now, and as you said, you know, it is impactful, and it's great that you've had that opportunity. And the work you do with Laramie Project is based on direct interviews of people, but I just think, you know, one person talking to another person is how people change, grow, get better, expand. And and I have gotten to do all those things and get a paycheck. So
So what are you gonna miss the most?
Oh, you know, I guess what I'm gonna miss the most is you know, just
Well, you love a good chat.
I love a good chat.
You love a good conversation.
My friends are all going to be like, oh my God, go call somebody that you need to, like, you know, do an interview with. But no, I do love a good chat. And but I am in a phase of my life of being quiet, I think. I think that there's some quietness coming into my life. And to that measure, I think I have to get quiet for a while to see what's the next thing to say and how I can actually make a difference. You know, and it may feel very, it may be a much smaller community of which I'm making a difference in. You know, I've expressed here that, you know, my current girlfriend has children, and so that is definitely, I'm seeing my influence in a different way there somewhat. But I don't know, I also just think I need to, like, stop, pause, be quiet, listen, and let the next thing be revealed.
Right.
But I'm a doer, so I could keep doing, you know, I could definitely keep doing this. But that, I'll miss the most, here's what I'll miss the most, and I think most people can identify with this, that the things that you do on a regular basis, and for you, it, you know, whoever, you know, for you, it may be, you know, going into work, you know, or somebody going into work, and you think, ugh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this thing. And, you know, and or it's, oh, I need to prep for this interview. And life feels like there's a million other things that are in your way before you have to do that. But then, you know, after some time, because I've been doing this a while, sometimes I prep a little, sometimes I prep a lot. You know, rarely do I do them totally on the fly. But you know, when I sit down and it starts, and I have those moments where I'm just like so captivated, I'm just having like the you know, having the best time. Sorry, you guys.
It's all right.
Having the best time, you know, like talking to people. I'm going to miss that. I am not going to miss editing the news for you guys to listen to. Although I so appreciate Andrew Davis helping us edit, you know, give us the news. But man, there's a lot of news. You guys get like a fifth of the news that is the stuff that I think is a good smattering of what we should let you know about. But yeah, I'll just miss those little surprises.
Yeah.
You know, but life will bring those surprises other places. I feel 100% certain, or I wouldn't give it up. I mean, why? But I'm getting those surprises elsewhere right now too. So
well, and I'm sure.
So anyhow, I keep getting jumped up whenever I talk to any of you guys, but it's good.
Of course. It's a huge, I mean, you've been doing this for so long, and I think it's such a passion place for you, and I think you're so damn good at it.
Thank you.
And allowing people to have space and allowing people to, you know, find their find themselves, find their language, find the vision of what that particular interview is all about. And you're so smart and so engaged with what's going on in this community. It is going to be a loss in so many ways for this, for our Chicago community. And I am, you know, I came here, moved here because of you, and had like the New York superiority for about 3 years and didn't think I was ever going to stay. And I love Chicago now, and I'm so blessed to be a part of this community. And the deeper I go in the LGBT community, I feel so privileged to be a part of it. And particularly all the history I learned last summer. You know, it's like people talk about the coast, and New York and LA, and Chicago is just such a kick-ass community.
Yeah,
I mean, it's such a kick-ass queer community. It's such a politically queer town.
Yeah,
where people are incredibly active
and effective, and
really trying to create radical change in our community and at the state level, and you know the ripple effects of that nationally. So, I couldn't be more proud to be a part of it, and I'm just blessed that I've been a part of this in the little ways that I have been, and just so super proud of you. I mean, you know, when people tune in to somebody, it's like, you know, when Walter Cronkite died, people felt like that man was part of their family in
some
ways.
I'm not dying.
I know you're not. I didn't mean that you were
don't
dying.
Kill me off.
I'm knocking wood.
You're knocking.
I didn't
something.
Mean that, but when, you know, when a fixture that's a permanent kind of part of your, you know, weekly kind of family, you feel like a family member has.
Well, I hope that people will see me.
No, you're not dying.
Popping
God.
Up and about.
Don't
and
let
if
that
you,
be my last word.
No, and if you,
you know what I meant.
If people pop into the, you know, the little, as you know, the Dickens Village, the gay Dickens Village, as Mitchell Fang calls it. you know, I am definitely in and about Andersonville a lot and easily spotted. So, well, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Likewise.
For being a voice and being transparent. I think feel like all of our the people that have come on and shared with me, I don't really think I can have a good conversation with somebody who wouldn't. But you know, there's just the transparency and just the fun
And how many shows have you done? Like, people will be able to access the archive.
Yeah, the archive is up all the time, so people can download. You can go back and listen to one of Kelly Simpkins' interviews if you want to. It's very accessible. You know, we're definitely under 650 and over 600, so it's...
That's impressive.
It's impressive.
That's real impressive.
Yeah, it's a lot of talking.
It is a lot of talking.
I think there's only
Couldn't
been,
be a better woman for it.
Probably not. There's only been about two that I wasn't on, so that's crazy.
That's great.
But, well, thank you, Kelly Simpkins.
My pleasure.
And
thank
I appreciate you.
You
being on with us.
Love you, Aim.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now. Okay.